I begin at the same time as the prosecution did, the day of my meetings with Jorain Sutt and James Twer. What went on at those meetings, you know. The conversations have been described, and to that description I have nothing to add, except my own thoughts of that day. They were suspicious thoughts, for the events of that day were queer. Consider. Two people, neither of whom I knew more than casually, make unnatural and somewhat unbelievable propositions to me. One, the secretary to the mayor, asks me to play the part of intelligence agent to the government in a highly confidential matter, the nature and importance of which has already been explained to you. The other, self-styled leader of a political party, asks me to run for a council seat. Naturally, I looked for the ulterior motive. Sutt's seemed evident. He didn't trust me. Perhaps he thought I was selling atomic power to enemies and plotting rebellion. And perhaps he was forcing the issue, or thought he was. In that case, he would need a man of his own near me on my proposed mission as a spy. The last thought, however, did not occur to me until later on, when James Twer came on the scene. Consider again. Twer presents himself as a trader, retired into politics, yet I know of no details of his trading career, although my knowledge of the field is immense. And further, although Twer boasted of a lay education, he had never heard of a Selden crisis. Hober Mallow waited to let the significance sink in and was rewarded with the first silence he had yet encountered as the gallery caught its collective breath. That was for the inhabitants of Terminus itself. The men of the outer planets could hear only censored versions that would suit the requirements of religion. They would hear nothing of Selden crises. But there would be further strokes they would not miss. Mallow continued. Who here can honestly state that any man with a lay education can possibly be ignorant of the nature of a Selden crisis? There is only one type of education upon the Foundation that excludes all mention of the planned history of Selden and deals only with the man himself as a semi-mythical wizard. I knew at that instant that James Twer had never been a traitor. I knew then that he was in holy orders and perhaps a full-fledged priest, and, doubtless, that for the 3 years he had pretended to head a political party of the traitors, he had been a bought man of Jorain Sutt.